From NPR and WNYC, live from Central Park Summer Stage, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. In honor of the 30th anniversary of Summer Stage, our show has a bit of an 80s theme. You know our VIPs, our very important puzzlers from the cult classic film that satirized summer camp in the 80s, Wet Hot American Summer. And now they are back. Our VIPs are the cast of the new Netflix series, Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp. But let's go to our first game. It's called Totally Rad Sayings. And here to play it are Rob Eigenbrode and Tony Malachowski. Now, it's interesting to learn that both of you are trained voice actors. You have something in common. Rob, you work on something I didn't know before, story running gigs.
Yes.
What are those?
It's kind of like running to a movie soundtrack, but there's somebody's telling you about an action sequence and you're running along with
it. To motivate me.
It motivates you to run faster.
Okay, now, Tony, what kind of stuff do you do in the voiceover world?
I am a teacher, so I get to use my voices all the time.
And are you good at any impressions or anything?
Oh, let's see. How about,
it's not easy being green.
Nice classic.
Very classic. Actually, I can do R2-D2 as well.
So. Oh, yeah, we need that, clearly.
Pretty good.
Are you, do you ever slip a little bit of slang or lingo that you enjoy into conversation?
Well, usually I like to throw in quantum.
Quantum.
Because a lot of people don't actually know what it means, but it makes you sound smart.
Do you actually know what it means?
Oh, yeah. It's the smallest possible amount of anything.
Quantum. Right, and they think it's the other way around. They think it's
right,
like
they
the
think
largest.
It's huge.
Right.
Right.
So yeah. You throw it in, and then they don't know.
Right, like I have just a quantum of pity for you right now.
And they're like, thank you so much. You really understand me.
I have a real quantum of pity.
Well, if you remember the 80s, it doesn't matter if you were an airhead, a boy toy, a mall chick, or a burnout. If you didn't know your 80s lingo, you were a total dweeb. So in this game, we're going to give you some literal translations of some classic 80s catchphrases, and you have to give us the original bit of slang. So, Jonathan Colton, I'm sure you threw around some great lingo back in the day. Can you give these people an example?
Yeah, sure. Back in the day, my lingo was super fresh, all of it. So, if I said, we're going to Disneyland, that's completely long, round, and hollow. The answer we'd be looking for is totally tubular.
And the winner will, like, totally move on to, like, the final round at the end of the show. All right?
Sweet. Sweet, dude.
Totally.
Ew, are you wearing a plaid shirt with skinny jeans? Force me to vomit with a utensil used to stir, measure, or eat. Rob.
Gag me with a spoon.
Yes. You said that sort of like an angry father, by the way.
Like, are you okay? I totally heard a thud.
Oh no, I am prostrate on the ground and I am unable to return to an upright position. Rob.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yes.
Remember that old lady lying on the floor?
Yeah, and with that, an entire country started mocking this poor lady.
Good times.
I'm totally wigging out that Brad didn't call me.
Relax, Ophira. You should just consume a small capsule that will fill you with a sensation of coldness.
Tony.
You should take a chill pill.
Yes, that is correct. I think that's Xanax is what the name of that is, right? We finally just...
It's the brand name, yeah.
Yeah, just called it something. Do you want to go see Corey Hart live in concert tonight?
No, I'm just going to sit in front of the television and take root like an edible plant.
Tony.
I'd rather be a couch potato.
Ooh, yeah.
Interesting, yeah, interesting. Was... I think we have to go to the judges on this
one. Yeah, let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's a good guess, but that's not the one we were looking for. Rob, do you have an answer?
I am going to veg out.
Yes, yep. That is what we were looking for.
You're really going to wear your hair in a banana clip?
Whatever, geez. Like, explain the nature of the injury or harm to your person. Tony.
Like, what's your damage?
Yes! You're grounded. No Donkey Kong for a week.
What? That's completely counterfeit or fraudulent.
Tony.
That's so bogus.
Yes, it is.
Would you like some gluten-free ravioli?
Yuck! That is disgusting to the utmost quantity possible. Tony.
That's like Grody the Max.
That's right. Tony lived in the valley. All right, this is your last clue. Do you want to go to prom with me? The theme is leather and lace.
Totally. Moderately cold legumes.
Tony.
Cool beans.
That's right. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. Art, how did our contestants do?
Well, Rob and Tony, you are totally two righteous dudes, but Tony's moving on to the final round at the end of the show. Congratulations.